AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The aid group World Central Kitchen is pausing aid deliveries to Gaza after seven of its workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging that Israeli forces carried out the unintended strike. Fire at a nightclub in Istanbul that was under renovation. It's left at least 15 people dead and several badly hurt. The Florida Supreme Court allowing a six-week abortion ban to take effect, but also ruling that a referendum on the issue of abortion will be allowed on the ballot in November. The women's Final Four is now set following last night's big Iowa win.
A rematch like no other in the NCAA Women's Elite Eight.
The Hawkeyes are headed back to the Final Four.
Number one seed Iowa, led by Caitlin Clark, eliminating number three LSU, who beat Iowa in the championship game last year. The final score 94-87.
ABC's Lionel Moise. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is primary election day. President Biden and Donald Trump have already clinched their party's nominations. There are two constitutional amendments on the ballot. On-site voter registration is available with proof of residence like a utility bill. You need a photo ID to vote, but it doesn't need to show your current address. Donald Trump campaigns in Green Bay today, weather permitting, his first stop in Wisconsin since clinching the Republican nomination for president. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says Trump has failed working families and women.
Donald Trump has proudly bragged that he was the one who got rid of Roe versus Wade, and he's calling for punishing women who have an abortion.
President Biden campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Employees at the Universities of Wisconsin will soon get parental leave. Eligible employees will get 6 weeks of paid time off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents will review the policies Thursday. Full-time employees who've been on the job at least six consecutive months would be eligible starting July 1st. Part-time employees get a prorated amount of paid parental leave based on the number of hours they work. No matter what happens, the Dane County Board will see a major shakeup today. 47 candidates are running for 37 seats. Nearly one-third of incumbents are not running for re-election. Of those incumbents who are running, more than half of them are running unopposed. Only 10 districts have contested races. There are a few races for Madison School Board, and Stoughton and McFarland are two of the many school districts in Wisconsin holding referendums. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center, 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think if you just said it. I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We We have some rain and snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could see around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation, and it's going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow as well, with gusts from 30 to 35, even up to 40 miles per hour. Today, 36. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, very windy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Next up on the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trick V is UW La Crosse. Join us on Tuesday, noon to 2.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
People are going to surprise people again. They're going to engage. An overwhelming response when we're out in the road. Look, we have tens of thousands of people contributing $5, $10 a pop. We've opened up 100 headquarters. We have people waiting to just get engaged. I mean, I just think people are so tired of the negativity that is propagated that they just want to get engaged. They want to change things. And I'm optimistic. I really am.
The president, in the presidential aviary, obviously.
That was a loud bird.
Talking about bird flu.
Yeah. Oh,
God. He was outside. It was
Is that next? Bird flu, don't even try it.
Don't even.
Our 2024 bingo card is full. Don't even. Don't.
Cows are getting it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. The president.
Hey, we have the best economy in the world. We've got to make it better. We really do have the best economy in the world. Jobs are up more than they've ever been. We're in a situation where the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years is maintained. We have people just, but people, look, I think we're going to find out that what happened as a consequence of the crisis we had in health is going to have a lasting effect. And we just got to get people to move again. We're ready. I mean, I think the country's ready to come together in a way that I mean that sincerely. I'm truly optimistic.
He was there with a sad old pet store parrot, Merrick Garland. Parrot that no one wants to buy. Sorry. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing the little ice flow in, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah.
And leaving Jody and Allison Gill on the defending Merrick Garland.
I don't
mainland.
Defend him. I just think that we don't know what's going on.
We're a couple of misfits. Here I go. Goodbye, me and Ellie Mistal.
No, you guys aren't
Dino
the misfits.
Dino Badala, Glenn Kirshner.
You're not misfits.
No, exactly. We're the majority.
You're not
Goodbye,
the misfits.
Goodbye, sad pet show parrot.
Uh-huh.
You're not the misfits.
Ah, yeah. What is going on, Jody? What is going on? That's what I want to know.
We don't know.
That's the point. We don't know. Because they're very
tight lips. You want to know everything right now.
I want Veruca. It now, Daddy.
Veruca.
I'm just saying. I agree with what Judge Luttig said.
Daddy, I want it now!
It's our entire something. It would never come down to one person. It's our entire system.
No, it's ridiculous.
Seem frozen.
It's ridiculous.
In fear by this orange blob. It's just, okay. I needed to hear from a fine American, Frank. Listening from Cairo.
Wow.
Everywhere in the world, they're like, what the F is going on in America? Thanks to SiriusXM, my wife, a Patreon booster.
Thank you!
And I are listening to you from Cairo, Egypt. We met you, Jim, and Chris years ago at your first DC show and marched with you at the gun safety rally.
Wow.
Wow. Looking forward to seeing you again this January for Joe's inauguration, one of your many airline captain listeners. Aye, aye, Captain.
I was going to say.
We will see you for the DC sexy liberal for Joe Biden's inauguration.
I was going to say, when did we add a Cairo show?
Listen, the current schedule is going to kill me, so please, where am I?
Don't make her cross, major
give
timelines.
Give me my sexy liberal music, please. Oh, because we finally got some options from Arlington for interring my mom with my dad at Arlington. And so this is when I discovered, Chris, how many shows I had agreed to,
yeah,
including many, many East Coast shows, one after the other.
Uh-huh.
So you better buy tickets for this, mother, because this is going to kill me. So, yeah. Okay, the next tour, I'm going to be obviously, like, you know, AI or something. So if you want to see the me in person, Minneapolis, you're up first. Do it. Then Philadelphia, Madison, Wisconsin in May, and Albuquerque in May. June is Seattle and Denver. July, Boston and Atlanta. August is New York City and Chicago for the DNC. September is Portland, Oregon, Durham, North Carolina, and Phoenix, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Right before
October
your birthday.
Is Kansas City, Missouri. Los Angeles is in November. And then January is D.C. for Joe Biden's inauguration. D.C. Yep. Sexy liberal. Is it a bad sign that I'm tired just reading the list?
Well,
it's not a good sign.
Sexyliberal.com. Yeah. Get it. Okay. Our friend, Naveed Jamali, we were saying, did the last Seattle Sexy Liberal with us because
the
whole tour got canceled because of COVID.
That's right.
Which is why I agreed to $11 billion and also it might be the last year of our democracy. So let's go, people. And we're also partnering with a great Get Out the Vote group. We're ready to announce that shortly. So we will. Mm-hmm. It all goes toward.
Sounded like you said Get Out the Grope.
It did sound like
well,
that.
Well, I am going to grope you for America.
Yes.
Okay. But Naveed Jamali tweeted, Cliff Notes, Chinese intelligence now setting up pro-Trump accounts that are seeing real U.S. engagement. Both Russian and now Chinese intelligence have carried out information operations that favor Trump. Oi. My analysis is that both countries' intelligence service believe a second Trump presidency would cause a retraction of U.S. foreign policy and an overall delegitimacy of our perception on the world stage, as well as domestic turmoil. All would benefit Russia and China.
Kids, is it a little tip-off to you that our enemies really, really want Donald Trump back in office? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you really, really
think about it? Get back to me. Thanks. Okay. Tara Settmeyer, former GOP communications director here we go.
If we look at the polling coming out of the primary states and Republicans in closed primaries, the percentage of Republicans that voted against Donald Trump, whether it was for Nikki Haley or someone else, even when they were no longer in the race, tells you that there is a considerable chunk, up to 20% of the Republican Party, that does not want Donald Trump as the next president of the United States. Let's hope that their partisanship does not overtake their sense of character and the need for virtue. I mean, our founding fathers questioned, you know, if there is no virtue, we are in a wretched situation. James Madison said that way back in 1788.
Yeah, exactly. One more.
Virtue and character matters, not only in our leaders, but in us as the voters and the people who are the stewards of our democracy. We need to take a look at ourselves as a country and take a look at what Donald Trump is doing. The violent imagery, the unhinged, unwell messaging and ranting that he puts on Truth Social.
Yeah. One more. Tara.
Versus what President Biden is doing and his vision for our country. We need to ask ourselves what type of country we want and recognize that we are responsible for the leadership that we get. Donald Trump is unwell. He's unhinged. He's a lunatic. He doesn't respect our democracy. He doesn't respect anyone. He's only about himself. And he demonstrates this every day, the future that he wants for this country. And I don't think that the American people, if they continue to pay attention, want that type of future of retribution, anger, and unhinged rantings of a lunatic.
Right.
My goodness.
Yeah. Indeed. My goodness.
My goodness. Harumph.
Okay. Is the Hill trying to irritate me? Yeah. Of course, the headline is a Biden comeback quietly underway. Do you know how many more of these we're going to see? Like, Biden doomed, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's a Biden comeback. Oh, Biden's doomed again. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, oh, God, comeback. Okay, you call it whatever you want. Since his State of the Union, President Biden has seen a marked reversal of his fortunes. Since he addressed the nation in early March, polling shows Biden is gaining ground. He now leads, in the polling average, it's pretty much tied now.
Right.
in the Quinnipiac poll last week, Biden led by 3 points, bringing the total to 12 national polls showing Biden leading Trump since the State of the Union. Blah, blah, blah. In the battleground states, Biden now leads Trump a 5-point, 46 to 45. It's still, you know, about even, but a 5-point swing in Biden's favor. Okay, we'll call it a comeback, sure. All right. Mark Hamill, I've heard of this young fellow.
Yes. He's very he's talented.
Good. Very cute. He sent me this whole text chain.
from him and Mike.
Yes. He said, big fan of Rude Pundit, who quite possibly has the longest jingle of any of your guests. And Rocky Mountain Mike said, sorry about that. I had one where I substituted Rude for Bubbling Crude, but I think the hillbilly thing triggered some PTSD. And then Mark Hamill said, having a jingle of any kind is a win, Mike. And then Mike said, I'll have to make you one. Is there any particular thing you're associated with? Give me a hand here. Oops. That's funny. See, that's funny. All right. Let's go to everybody's funny and stuff world. Yay!
Yay.
Brenda in Michigan. Hello. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Well, as if we need any more evidence of Trump's hypocrisy, I found in online, in the book Think Big, he says Christians are idiots, schmucks, losers. Mm. And that just, I always figured that's what he thought, but it, you know, he records his crimes and he prints his thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we know he thinks that of, you know, soldiers, sure, yes, which is
veterans.
Something I'll remember when I'm at Arlington interring my mom with my dad is okay. Just that alone. Any one thing alone that Trump has said or done should be the end of any normal political career. Jill in Madison. Hello. Hi, Jill.
Hey, Stephanie. I just wanted to point out to your listeners that when they're speaking with someone about how old President Biden is, Bobby Kennedy is 70.
Yeah.
Jill Stein is 73.
There you go.
This summer, Donald Trump will be 78.
Yeah.
So let's not make age an issue. Let's make competency and great ideas the issue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And that is Joe Biden. Go blue or I will crush your head.
What's for dinner?
I'm crushing your head. Biden.
Got it, girl.
Also lunch, breakfast, snacks. Biden.
Dessert.
Biden.
Aperitif?
Yeah.
Oh, an amused bouche?
Lisa Rubin tweeted, we mentioned this last hour, but the company that underwrote Trump's bond tonight is the, in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case, Knight Specialty Insurance Company, is owned by Don Hankey.
Heidi Hi! Heidi Hi!
Sounds kind of hinky to me.
Christmas came early for Trump. It's Mr. Hankey.
Christmas poo.
Financial poo. Okay, the so-called king of subprime car loans.
Oh, my God.
But as we were saying, the only place that would underwrite, like, what is it, Trump Tower and Doral or whatever. So he's just sounds like another greedy oligarch that, like, is betting Trump's going to lose the appeal, which he is. The whole thing. And then since he's already in for, loans on these other things, he'll just own them outright.
Yep.
It's just whatever. They all deserve each other. Big bag of grits. Heidi ho.
Heidi ho.
Thank you. Crap.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jody, she's expanding her repertoire from Melania to Mr. Hankey to Christmas poo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's all about?
Money.
Okay.
Money.
I'm using her as my voice toy today. I don't know why.
What's going on?
Carlos will be here tomorrow.
Okay. 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Genucel.
Yep.
You know what? Genucel will be put to the test during this tour. It's going to look like a presidency, a before picture and at the after, unless I remember to bring my, you know what's nice? A lot of them are very compact and easily travelable. Is that a word? Travelable. No. Travel size.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Gen
portable.
90.
Portable is what you meant.
Very portable.
Yes.
Gen 90 is very portable. It's just a thin little tube and it's like magic. It works on whatever, where you got smile lines, worry lines, all of that stuff. And you can feel it working because it tingly. Maybe you have bags under your eyes, right? For lack of sleep, overwork, stress, even seasonal allergies that come with spring weather. Instantly reduce the appearance of looking older anywhere you can use it, right? A crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin, that thing. You know, that thing in your chin.
The water.
Right there.
Yep.
Gen 90 technology, luxurious and paraben-free. Genucel has 400% of the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. We've all been using it 11 billion years. And also, you can get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffing the serum with every Gen 90 order and that Genucel XV. How much do we love that?
That's my base.
I use that every single morning. Okay, go to Genucel.com right now for an incredible package, over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Order now, get a free limited edition spa box and bonus gift. Free shipping, Genucel.com/Stephanie.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a fit for you. Call now at 1-800-200-4653 or visit genesisgoldgroup.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Busted pencils, fully
red-blooded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Ad Council.
They call me help. They call me
Steffi.
They call me help. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Black.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. God bless our legal lads and ladies.
Yep.
Even if I don't have them on, I could, Harry Littman in written form, or also he's a delightful dessert topping, if yes. You've ever had. But so I was asking, didn't, you know, Trump already break the gag order by attacking Judge Marchand? And he did not. Harry writes, the extended gag order still doesn't bar Trump from criticizing the judge or Alvin Bragg, but he is now barred from commenting publicly about the family of Bragg or Marchand. I mean,
I think it's because they have security that their family members may not have.
Yeah. Harry writes, the judge in the Judge Marchand feared witnesses would refuse to testify because Trump would summon the fury of the MAGA world against their relatives. Harry said he writes, the important and interesting aspect of Marchand's order is that he bases it on risk of intimidation of witnesses or any parties to the prosecution, noting that trans vitriol could deter witnesses, etc., because they conclude their family members would be at risk. The pattern of attacking family members of presiding jurists and attorneys assigned to the cases serves no legitimate purpose, Marchand wrote. It merely injects fear in those assigned or called to participate in the proceedings, that not only they but their family members as well are fair game, quote unquote, for the defendants' vitriol. I guess so. Because we were talking about. She breaks my heart every time. Judge Esther Salas, whose son was killed, he answered the door. And someone was intending to assassinate her. And I believe shot her husband and killed her son. I think her husband was wounded. But and we have other cases where they're not coming to the mind for the moment, but other judges that have been killed. So ostensibly, I guess, but they can't have, they don't, it's not like they have 24/7 Secret Service protection, because Trump has already attacked him again over expanding the gag order. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's peak insanity. Woody in Portland. Hello, Woody. Hi, Woody.
Hello, Steph.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
No, it's Woody from the Big Sky Country.
Oh, Montana.
Oh.
Yeah, what it be like. Hey, I got my tickets to Portland. It's just a mere 10-hour drive.
Oh.
So go there.
That's awesome.
Going.
Thank you.
And I've got the orchestra seating and the VIP tickets.
Yay.
You're a good boy. Okay. Thank you.
Looking forward to meeting you, and you'll recognize me with a sexy Montana liberal shirt on.
Okay. You're the one. Okay. All right, Woody, we will see you there. Along with Tom Hartman, who will be our celebrity guest on the panel. And who knows, we're working on surprises for every show. You just never know, do you, Chris, who's going to pop up at a sexy liberal?
Absolutely.
Someone was reminiscing about the Detroit sexy liberal because they were sitting near Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
That was cool.
Yes, that was
okay.
Cool.
Dee in Boston. Hello, Dee.
Hello, lovely, lovely people.
Hello.
Hi. So, first of all, I will be seeing you on July 13th in Boston. Can't wait for it.
Can't wait. Oh, my God. And do we have Charlie Pierce booked? I think Charlie Pierce, and then who knows who Charlie's going to bring.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, anywho, I just want to say that I can't take this Trump dude anymore, and I can't take his MAGAs. It's just too much. You know, when I remember when it was, like, peak, like, insanity, which I don't even think we've hit that just yet.
No.
Was when there was that MAGA boat parade. You remember that?
Yes. Yes.
You remember that?
That's the parade. Yeah, people cited that's why Trump couldn't have lost, because boats.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, giggling. I just wanted to bring that up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dee. Wow. Yeah. Dee is really having a good time by herself in Boston.
She is.
Boats make her laugh. Laugh herself silly. All right. Well, we'll see if we can book Charlie just in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we'll ask.
Yeah, we'll just nail him down for that Boston sexy liberal. And then, you know, Charlie knows people. You never know who he's going to bring along.
Or throw in your face.
Yeah.
Like or throw senators.
At you. Throw at you.
You don't know what's coming at you, Boston sexy liberal. Which I'd get those tickets now. 29 minutes after the hour.
Not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Employees at the Universities of Wisconsin will soon get parental leave. Eligible employees will get 6 weeks of paid time off after a child is born or adopted. The Board of Regents will review the policies Thursday. Full-time employees who've been on the job at least 6 consecutive months would be eligible starting July 1st. Non-organic strawberries, blueberries, and spinach contain detectable levels of pesticides. That's according to the 2024 Dirty Dozen Shopper's Guide. Experts say there are affordable alternatives to fresh organic food.
If you are interested in purchasing organic versions of the produce that's on the Dirty Dozen, there are also some more budget-friendly options in the frozen aisles.
Dr. Alexa Friedman is with the Environmental Working Group. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. President Biden travels to Madison Monday to talk about the cost of living. The White House isn't providing any other details about the president's visit, but says more details will come. Biden and Donald Trump are locked in a close race in the most recent Marquette University Law School poll. Each gets 49% of registered Wisconsin voters. Trump beats Biden by 3 points in a five-way race. Trump campaigns in Green Bay tonight. The Transplant Center at UW Health is celebrating a milestone. The center has performed 20,000 organ transplants since the program began. UW Health says it's the first and only transplant program in the Midwest to do that many, and only the fourth program in the nation. Transplant patient number 20,000, by the way, is Gary Grossklaus of Wisconsin Rapids. Channel 27 reports he got a new pancreas and a new kidney. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
We have some rain and snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could see around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation, and it's going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow as well, with gusts from 30 to 35, even up to 40 miles per hour. Today, 36, tonight, 32, tomorrow, very windy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
President John F. Kennedy is my grandfather, and his legacy is important. It's about a lot more than Camelot and conspiracy theories. It's about public service and courage. It's about civil rights, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and landing a man on the moon. Joe Biden shares my grandfather's vision for America, that we do things not because they are easy, but because they are hard. And he is in the middle of becoming the greatest progressive president we've ever had.
Yummy, 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 Jack Schlossberg. Hey, you know, it just occurred to me. So, you know, Charlie Pierce, when he comes to do a panel for Boston Sexy Liberal, he could drag along any Kennedy.
Pick a Kennedy. They're everywhere.
Boston's lousy with Kennedys.
It is.
And they're all for Biden.
They're on every corner.
I'm just saying, if Jody and I have a choice, bring us Jack.
There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Hiya, Charlie, hiya.
Yeah, I have to give young Mr. Schlossberg a little bit of a Kennedy lesson. We don't do things because they're hard. We do things because they're hard.
Thank you for that Boston accent.
Well, not just that, but as you pointed out, you know, everybody in Massachusetts has a Kennedy of their own.
Yeah, there you go. If you don't bring at least one with you to Boston Sexy Liberal to do panel, I don't know what to say. Senator Warren is not in your handbag.
We each have a guardian Kennedy.
Right. When you're born, you are assigned a Kennedy.
A Kennedy, never. Exactly. Yeah. Just bring one of them. It's not that.
It's like Clarence and It's a Wonderful Life.
Exactly.
By the way, this will be blah, blah, blah. Where are we? Is it, oh, good Lord, July, right, Chris? Mm-hmm. Help Mommy. Saturday, July 13th, Boston, the Bosch Center Schubert Theater. Have you been to the Bosch Center Schubert Theater, Charlie Pierce?
Yeah, that's the one where you were at the last time.
It's been
renamed.
Oh, Mommy's old. I don't remember. Fantastic. All right. So anyway, yeah, but it is, we were saying, Charlie, and we played Rory Kennedy, and we all understand family pain, but she said, as a sister, this pains me. But, I mean, they are all speaking out really vocally against Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Well, he's acting ridiculous now. He's going around saying that Joe Biden is the real threat to democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just saw that. That just popped up on my phone right when you came on.
This is Joe Biden, the patron saint of gooey patriotism.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what's happening to him.
There's patriotism and bully patriotism, which is, you know, the former president. And then there's Joe Biden, who has gooey patriotism.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's so interesting to talk to you this morning, Charlie, from Massachusetts, where you just, the fact that a Kennedy could result in the end of democracy in America really is hurting my soul.
Well, I think he's channeling his great-grandfather myself.
Oh.
Ooh. Do you know, expand on that.
Joe was pretty inexcusable as a human being.
Yeah.
And I think it's like Ray being a Palpatine, except it's not working out that well.
Right. I understood that, Stephanie. It's a Star Wars.
I was going to say, obscure Star Wars reference.
Yeah. Mark Hamill's yelling at his radio right now.
I understood that. I know who Ray is, and I know who Palpatine is.
Sure. Hey, Charlie. but it just, he's got to be smart enough to know that, you know, when you have Steve Bannon behind you and all these Republican billionaires, you know, they know that you're going to help get Donald Trump reelected. That's what they want. I mean, doesn't he know what he's being used for?
Well, I mean, I think it's something, you know, he's not a dumb guy. He did great work as an environmental lawyer. Yeah. You know, I just think he's fallen down the rabbit hole, and he can't find a way out.
Yeah.
And even the rabbits are running away from him.
Let me get your take on this. Give me 13. This is Rory Kennedy, his sister.
I'm very concerned from the polls I'm seeing that he takes many more votes from Biden than he does from Trump. And I think this election is going to come down to a handful of votes in a handful of states. And I'm concerned that his campaign and running for office as an independent is going to lead to Trump's election. And I feel that will be catastrophic.
So I was saying, I don't think Bannon and all these Republicans would be behind him if they didn't see this same polling, Charlie, because I know there's been some, oh, I don't know who he really pulls more from. I just feel like it's perfect for this age of Trump. Is he's a celebrity. People know the name, and it, you know, and it's a big liberal name, right? And also, how many conspiracy crackpots we have in this country.
It's a big liberal name for people who don't think too hard.
Yes.
You know, I haven't followed him, you know, maybe in 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying, it's, I guess we're going to find out the percentage of complete crackpots in this country that believe, you know, conspiracy theories like he does, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's more likely than the fact that he's drawing on the Kennedy name.
Yeah.
I think he's drawing on the nutty conspiracies.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his appeal. The Kennedy name is kind of a bonus for them.
Yeah. By the way, I don't care what Kennedy you bring to Boston Sexy Liberal. Doesn't matter. It can be, Shemp. It could be, what's the other one? What's the Marx Brothers? Okay.
Harpo?
Harpo? Yeah. Yeah.
Zeppo.
Zeppo, one of the lesser, Baldwins. I don't care.
Pick a Baldwin.
The Osmond that you don't know who. What, anyway. Charlie. We have been talking about
the Oscars were all carved out of the same brick of cream cheese.
Yes, I looked specifically like Meryl Osmond when I was growing up. I don't know why. It was something about the hair.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
Okay,
Charlie, we've been talking about Trump's first of all the expanded gag order. Also, you said the former president is facing so many proceedings in so many venues and has directed his wrath at so many judges that he's become a one-man stochastic terrorism network. Joining in the outrage has been the now familiar cadre of former Republicans who've been booked for extended engagements in many of our favorite electric TV talking shows. I have one question for that particular segment of our punditocracy. Where the hell were you back in 2005? You were talking about, you know, Terry Schiavo time, but you know, you're so good, Charlie, at talking to us about how we didn't get here overnight. It wasn't just because of Trump, right?
It's that to me is the most important lesson we should take away whenever this long national nightmare ends.
Yeah.
You know, that there were points along the way where this all could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. If the Republicans weren't so, you know, damn happy to use anything to get power and keep it.
Yeah.
And they ignored all of them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they woke up in 2016 and the monster had gotten out of the lamp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. We keep saying that. It's your monster. You right? You go get the torches and get them and pitchforks.
Yeah.
Your monster, your problem.
Go pull the little girl out of the lake.
Yes. Uh-huh. What? Okay, so
Frankenstein reference. He threw the little girl in the lake.
He did.
No, I understood that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Is that from Star Wars, Joey?
No, it's not. Okay. It's Frankenstein.
Okay. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
It's Frankenstein. Okay. So this latest Trump grift or whatever it is, pump and dump investors cash out on crazy Trump friends buying up Truth Social stock. Rick Wilson was prescient, right? Everything Trump touches dies. Early investors in Trump Media and Technology Group are telling Reuters they made a quick profit by cashing out late last week before the company's first financial report sent its share prices into a free fall on Monday. One such investor rushed to invest in Truth Media stock as soon as it became available because he believed he could get Trump supporters to pay premium prices for a stock he believed was wildly overpriced. It was a no-brainer, he said. You buy the stock, wait for the Trump fan base to hear about it, and then enjoy your profit. One other investor said, I invested $10,000 last Tuesday because MAG is crazy and they will pump the stock. So with the share price of Trump Media riding high at the end of last week, it came to a crashing halt when they released a financial report showing it had lost $58 million in the last year and generated just over $4 million in annual revenues. Oh, my God. Everything. I mean, and these are people that are going, oh, Trump fans are idiots. So this is what this is based on.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all those people in Green Bay who own 1% of the Packers. Mm-hmm. Except the Packers are a good investment.
Yeah. Lara Trump, by the way, is very, very hurt that we do not like her song. RNC chair.
Oh, boy.
And noted vocalist Lara Trump.
Vocalist?
She is shocked.
I was unaware that she cut another record.
She has vocal cords.
Yeah, she released it at the exact same time that Beyonce released her country album.
Yes, so.
So it got a little overshadowed.
Oh, yeah. Excellent timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People will be thinking about recorded music. This is a great time for me to release my record.
You've heard of one-hit wonder. She is a one-note wonder. We decided it literally is one note, isn't it? Just one note. Yeah. I don't think she.
Yeah, I can't figure out if she's Mary Hopkins, or Maureen McCormick.
Maureen's a much better singer.
She is.
Do not diss Marsha.
What's the acting bad review? She covers the range of emotions from A to B.
It's not the Maureen McCormick.
I'm sorry.
Which one?
Oh, different Maureen McCormick.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
She sang The Morning After.
Oh,
Maureen McGovern.
That was Maureen McGovern, not McCormick. Yes.
Anyway, she is shocked that the DNC has mocked her newly released song. She said, "This is where the DNC is putting their focus to somehow mock me. It wasn't even funny." Oh, yes, it was.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Someone tweeted, "She's really hurt. You can't tell because of the Botox, but she is crying inside." And someone else said, "Republicans don't have a sense of humor. Their bastion of comedy is Rob Schneider." Well, I will say on record is the worst interview I've ever done. I didn't know he was a right-winger, and let's just say somebody worked here previously booked him. Okay.
it was
not good. Okay. Oh. It was not Jody. Okay.
I know who it was.
Charlie, have you heard the Larry Trump song? Would you like to?
Oh, please, lay it on me.
Anything is possible. Have faith, believe, just trust, you'll see.
All right, thank you.
Your face is aghast.
Did she learn English like 5 minutes before she recorded
it? Sounds
that?
Like it.
Yes. And now, as if things could get worse, Paula Poundstone's on the phone.
Uh-oh.
Right? Just trying to Bigfoot into Charlie's segment. Hi, Paula Poundstone.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Charlie, hi.
Poundstone, how are you?
Can't hear me. Good. Charlie, you can back me up on something. By the way, it's 21 time caller, long time listener.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wait, is this the way? Wait, don't tell me reunion. What's happening?
Yeah, exactly.
It is. Hello.
Can you
hear me, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Okay, Stephanie.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I really love your show, and I've been listening for a long time.
Uh huh.
And now I want to help you out. I want to save you some energy.
Okay.
I heard you say to Glenn Kirshner the other day, you said, and I quote, "I am not a lawyer."
Uh-huh.
And I think you've said it before.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that no one thinks you're a lawyer.
Okay.
I don't think you're a lawyer.
No.
Thanks for outing me.
Yeah, That's fine. I don't think Glenn Kirshner thinks you're a lawyer, and I think you've said before to Dr. Redliner that you're not a doctor.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that I don't think you're a doctor.
Okay.
Chris?
Yep.
Jody?
Nope,
no,
not at all.
We're pretty sure she's not.
Yeah.
Not even a PhD.
So,
I serve no useful purpose. I'm not really even a comedian, which is why I have you on, so...
I dread the day when you say I'm not a phone technician.
Okay.
Because this is the sort of thing that we know.
Right.
Would you like to know?
Would you like to know my magical
1 degree of Paula Poundstone separation story? Tom Frickman, who was a fantastic comedy writer on my late night TV show, who I beat at ping pong at your last ping pong party, is coming to Minneapolis. Sexy liberal. He just texted me yesterday. He's the one that you call a Nordic hole. That guy.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, I just talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
Yes.
The sort of thing he's keeping from me. I wish I was going to be someplace where you're going to be, because I would show the... And by the way, I went to Pat Kennedy's Pocono Invitational basketball camp. I went to basketball camp,
not that one. Wait, can you get that one to come to Boston Sexy Liberal with Charlie Pierce? That Kennedy?
You know, she was in, at the time, it was in East Stroudsburg.
Oh.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. You know who else is going to be there? Charlie Pierce, whose segment you're bigfooting all over. Yeah. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Charlie.
You're not chopped liver at all. See, you guys keep saying stuff that you don't need to say. You're not chopped liver. Stephanie's not a lawyer. All right. Not a doctor.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it's time you hung up on yourself. Goodbye.
Can you hear me?
No, not anymore. Goodbye. Goodbye. All right, Charlie, eat dial tone, Paula Poundstone. Charlie, I apologize for the rudeness of my guest, Paula.
10 years I put up with that on National Public Radio.
Right.
It's my ongoing nightmare.
She just does not.
She's stalking you wherever you go.
Oh, no, I keep waiting for her to, like, blunder into a congressional hearing or something.
It's going to happen.
You know where you'll see her for sure is my funeral, which she has promised to heckle from the back of. She won't speak at it, but she will heckle
right.
me.
She'll heckle.
So she will haunt me as well, Charlie. All right, we will see you in July at Boston.
Because I'm going to wind up like Mary Tyler Moore at the end of Chuckles the Clown at your funeral.
Yes.
I'm going to make terrible jokes all week and then fall apart completely during the ceremony.
Why do I sense you're going to have the smartest point ever on the panel at Boston Sexy Liberal and when Paula Poundstone will barge on stage and step on you?
Yeah, well, nobody will hear it because Paula will descend from the rafters.
Right.
That's some sort of leftover device from when Wicked played.
like Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan, and then she'll have Wheat Thins. And yes, exactly. All right, love you, Charlie.
Thanks,
sweet
Charlie.
Dreams. Sweet
Thank
dreams
you,
of Paula Poundstone.
Right, I'll tell you what, this is the easiest segment I ever had.
Right?
Thanks, Paula. Paula painted the fence for you.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye.
See ya. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton and Credo Mobile.
Uh-huh.
Why? She's been using them for 15 years. She's always way ahead of the curve.
Good.
And also, she has nice curves.
Wow. Nice gams.
Right?
I do have nice gams.
Nice
you
pins.
Do.
She's got nice pins.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she knew about Credo Mobile 11 billion years ago. They're the only progressive phone company in America. They share your values every month. They donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that fight for those values. Planned Parenthood, more important than ever right now. Transgender Law Center, on and on. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing you're making a difference just by using your phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Look what you did. I just learned how to send voice messages. What
via
thing
text?
Where you hold the thing down.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I saved America.
Don't
one of those
one of
at
those
a time.
People.
I don't like those.
No.
I don't either.
Okay.
You'll get coverage. You don't want long, chatty messages where you can't
talk
back.
I prefer your emojis.
My best friend wanted to send me one. I'm like, please, never again.
Yeah.
That was the longest message
yeah,
ever.
No.
I don't either. Okay. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone and your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you can get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code Steph. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code Steph for $250 off.
Are you having a party or something?
Nonstop.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They're coming to Chicago.
On a priority approach and landing in Chicago.
It's Sexy Liberal in Chicago.
No dice, Chicago. I'm giving the orders and we're coming in.
August 17th, it's Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Saturday, August 17th at the Vic Theater. Just ahead of the DNC in 2024. Featuring Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangella, and Hal Sparks. Special VIP tickets get you into the meet and greet after the show. A great holiday gift idea. August 17th at the Vic Theater. We'll see you in Chicago for Sexy Liberal.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the ultimate choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by. Did you see I just went upstairs and I just came back down?
Yep.
What do you think I did?
Morning kick.
Yes, I got some more morning kick because I have a smaller hydration system.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And today's lifty weighty day.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I need to superpower myself. Yeah. Just reading the list of sexy liberal cities, I needed to get more morning kick this morning.
Great.
Okay. Morning Kick has 10 supplements in one in a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor, and it gives you energy, helps you think clearer. It helps your it has probiotics to help you shed pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that, if you're searching everywhere for that extra boost of energy, there it is.
Yeah.
Enhance your overall well-being. Feel younger. Do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, 40% off, 90-day guarantee. Holy cow. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. 58 minutes after the hour, former Republican Representative David Jolly of the great state of California, who will be what now?
Florida.
The Florida.
Florida.
California. What did I say? Florida. He will be the future Democratic governor of Florida. At what time he will lose our numbers. So we're going
to
have him on as many times as we can before he's governor and fixes that whole hot mess down there. Ooh, we're going to talk about what they just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Debbie from Florida tweeted about it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about all that next.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.